Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
Hello, my name is Magdala Ramirez, and I'm so happy to be talking to you today. We're just arriving from ceremony and jumping from one ceremony to another one. And we have like 10 days to prepare for the next ceremony, which is Moon Dance. If you are planning to come, please let us know. Today, we are going to be talking about the big, big, long, long bridge that it is right now about the mind and the heart. And what happened? And how can we relate with this? What is going on? As you know, the mind represents that masculine way. And the heart, it is where that divinity, that voice, that connection that you have with the one that created you resides. She has many secrets to reveal to you. She has a whole new understanding of what it means to be human being. She has all this love, and through this love, it is all these connections that she has with every single creature in this beautiful planet, as well as the universe, as well as the many, many realms. That connection and communication that it is taking place resides right there in your heart. So what happened and what is going on right now? Well, for such a long time, the patriarchal system said the mind is what it is, the most important thing, the male way. The rules and regulations, that male way that it will follow whatever it needs to be in there, perpetuating the patriarchal system. For such a long time, they tell to the people, your heart is weak. You don't cry, you don't say what it is in your heart, you don't talk about any emotions because it is considered weak. So the mind has been controlling the heart for a very long time because you allow it that to happen. That's how you wanted this to happen. So people begin to feel this incredible disconnection with the spirit that they are in a body, in a physical body that contains all these genetics. And for such a long time that it has been this programming carry on, that bridge, it is very, very big, long, and it needs to be understood as one. How do we understand this beautiful mind and heart together, that male and female, and what is going on? There is this fear for love, and there is this fear for expressing. How do you feel? What do you are sensing, what it is, that incredible wisdom inside of you. And there is this beautiful understanding too, that it needs to happen, and it needs to happen in a very good way. So the mind wants to be understood, and the heart wants to be loved. Can we love the understanding and understanding love. That it is the bridge, and I meet you halfway. That's how it works. And that halfway, it is part of this triad that you have within yourself. There is your male energy, and there is your feminine energy, and it is that third one, the one that connects both of them. And as much more extreme you can see both, as much more stronger and powerful, it is that point that connects both of them. Can you realize this? How do this is going to work? As we have been saying for a long time, that balance of the male and female resides within yourself, means that you have feminine energy and masculine energy at the same time. As we have been talking to about this, the masculine represents the manifestation. But the feminine, it is that realm before the manifestation, is actually what it makes the manifestation possible. That beautiful abstract world, that beautiful understanding of who you are and what is that purpose in life. You know, she has many secrets, and I call it secrets because that masculine have no idea what it is really happening, who's really cooking, and what is being cooked really inside of your heart. And it is the time for the revelation. It is the time for that heart to reveal those secrets to the masculine way, to that mind, and in that way, bringing that enlightenment forward. The enlightenment, it happens within your own self. You are enlightening your mind. You are enlightening this part of yourself that feels that don't know how to do this, or denied energies that they are completely in the hidden. It is time for you to train your mind to see those things that there are in the hidden. In every single time in your moments in life, there is that hidden part, and that you do want to be aware. Because that awareness, it is bringing that enlightenment forward. So here is your job. What it is, those secrets, and how to listen to that heart. It is true that you have been wounded, and we do need to address it. That woundedness, it is creating more wounded, more wound over and over again to all the people around you. Unless that wound that you have within yourself, it is coming to your awareness and heal yourself. And you're going to heal yourself through love, through understanding that part of yourself that it has been wounded, by bringing that emotional body into a new alignment. As you know, the two elements that they are in the feminine, it is the earth and the waters. The waters are representing your emotional body, and it has been polluted, as you know. And the earth, it is that temple of yours that understand the altar and understand exactly who you are. Through that earth, you remember absolutely everything. It is there in your heart. It is there, all these memories of what has happened in this land, and the people, and the situations, and the stories, at the same time that you remember your story, plenty, and also the recognition of what are you doing in here. Your purpose in life. That is a gift. It is truly a gift, that remembrance, because that remembrance also is going to take you back into that original vibration to the human being, because she remembers. How does the mind relate with these secrets? When the mind has been trained not to see, when the mind has been trained like fill it up the spaces through physical work and thinking that in that way you don't need to think about any emotions or not being responsible of situations, you know, to avoid the responsibility at all costs instead of bringing that responsibility to you, instead of understanding that responsibility as your own freedom. As you know, the Great Mother is your truth. The Great Mother is your liberation. She is the one that it is whispering to you because it's making you remember. She holds that memory of your original vibration, your song that you came into this realm, and it has been imprinted in the multiverse, that original song that you are, a vibration, that original vibration that through that essence of that vibration it is connecting the whole, means that in you contains the whole. As the whole, it is contained in you, means that you can be aware perfectly fine of what it is going on all around you and inside of you, and what it is that part of you that it is contributing to that massive consciousness, that it is contributing to your own enlightenment. You are a light being. That light being, that body of light that you are, has always been there. When I talk about enlightenment, I'm talking about to that part of you that thinks that you're not. Yet, if you're listening to me in this moment, means that you are aware in some way or another, means that in some way, you know, deep inside of you, that this is our time. You see, the ancestors, when it was all this chaos and destructions, they knew 10 years before it happens. They knew because they were not bounded by time. They recognized the time. So in those 10 years, they were preparing the people for the change. They were preparing the people consciously to make their spiritual work and understanding the vibration that it is coming and telling the people that they were able to hold a higher vibration, stay there. So many of these ancestors stay there in a higher realms. They are just like us. And at the same time, we do have all this assistance that we need. There is a part of us that it is there. Because if you have any conception of your own higher self, means that you are aware of a higher way, a higher realm. You are aware that it is something greater than that lower self that feels so completely slave, or not wanting to see the hidden parts, not wanting to see that feminine in that divine Holy Spirit that you are, that it is actually enlightening you. Well, that preparation that the ancestors did in that time, it is being repeated today. All these radio talks and ceremonies and all this spiritual work and the school online and showing the people, this is your job. This is your work. It is happening again, just in the same way that we did, 500 years ago. And then we did it in another 100 and something years, and then 1,500, every single cycle, it has a time of purification. You see, for the ancestors, purifications means make yourself transparent. It is mistranslated. That making yourself transparent means observing that work that you have. And that work has to do about training your mind to see something different, to change that perspective of reality, because you're able to see what it is hidden and not be afraid to see what it is hidden. Right now, there is so much commotion everywhere in the world. I mean, I have been so separate from the world and not knowing anything about it except that world of the spirit. And it has really nothing to do about what is going on. And going into meetings and ceremonies and see where the people is a very sad story, because there is a lot of commotion. Where is your peace in the times of commotion? Because that commotion is going to be even more darker. And you are that light. And that light is going to shine even more. The things to come, it is this preparation that we are doing right now. And yes, it is the time to raise your consciousness. And the only one that can do this is you. Recognizing where is that spiritual work and listening to that heart of yours. And you to be able to align with the one that created you and make yourself hollow means dropping the personality, dropping what it thinks that it doesn't belong there anymore, dropping the hooks that it bounds you into only a patriarchal system, that third dimensional reality that it has been enslaving you for a very long time. That enslavement, it has always been an illusion, because it will stop at the moment that you want. And that choice, it is very sacred, and we have been talking about that moment of choice that you're doing, that it is happening within your own self. It is so imperative at this time. The heart knows, and the heart knows through that alignment with the one that created you. Bring that voice of the heart. Bring that part of you that it is hollow, that you recognize that that personality, it doesn't really mean anything. That personality has been really enslaving you and hooking you into one identity that you're not even there anymore. Just like the stars, my sister, my brother, that you see in the stars and they're not there. You know, you're seeing the past. You see, that star that you're seeing in that moment, it is not there anymore. Just in the same way that you're seeing yourself. You're seeing yourself through that past and you're not there anymore. It is time for you to catch up with you. You need you in your life. Your true self, that true self that knows how to do this, because you have done this before. You have done this many times. You have done this transition many times, and this time you're just making it official. The ancestors are saying, well, this time you're going to take your rope with you. Means that body of yours, it is being trained to a higher vibration. Holding that higher vibration depends on you, and it has to do with your thoughts, and it has to do with your identity, in what thoughts you are identifying with. in that part of you that you want to understand, the hidden part of you. It is time of the big revelation. And yes, when you bring him forward, it feels, oh my gosh, a violent world. You know, that violence that it doesn't accept nothing that it comes from that subtle world. That sublime understanding. That beautiful light that you are. And it will be okay. It will be okay when you understand that that is your work. Don't enforce anything on you. You know that unity is can never be imposed. Just in the same way that your integrity, you are integrating all your use that it has been so fragmented, so hurt. You are integrating all your use. And the one who's integrating your use is the one that it is able to love no matter what. And seeing a different perspective about it. Because every single you said, this is what it is and I'm the boss. You do need to see truly who is ruling you. Does it ruling the wound? Because you thought that that was it. And you become a walking pain. And creating more pain for the rest of the people around you. Or you can see beyond the pain and finally heal that pain. Heal that wound through that love that you have always been. And in that way, enlighten your mind and make that bridge become one and the same. Just like that triad within yourself, the one that unites both of them. And focus in that part of you that unites both of them. Bringing that one into your awareness. Bringing that understanding that the mind and heart needs to work as one now. And all it is happening within your own self. Well, soon we're going to bring a new registration. Actually, the registration is right now for our school online. We're having Moon Dance by the end of June in the sacred land that it has been consecrated for the Great Mother, the one that brings that revelation. Make your work. It is you, the one that needs to make your effort. That assistance is ready, but we do need to ask for it in a good way by making our work as a human being. Know that you are love and very appreciate all the work that you do because that work is the one that it is changing the world in helping to the transition times that we are in this time and space. Thank you for making yourself clear. Thank you for healing that emotional body within your own self, cleaning the waters. Thank you for remembering who you are and the stories that it is leading you to a better world. For remembering that part of you that knows how to do this through that alignment with the one that created you. Thank you for remembering that you have always been love. So happy to be with you today. I am you. I am Magdala. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com. And it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support. and we hope to see you next week.